This is Texas Matters from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. The Oxford American is a national magazine dedicated to featuring the best of Southern writing while documenting the complexity and vitality of the American South. Every year, the December issue of the magazine is dedicated to the music of a Southern state, and this year, Texas gets a turn. Roger Hodge is the editor of the Oxford American.
There's so much music in Texas, and we're just drowning in riches. We have so many great stories and so many great musicians and songwriters and traditions, and Texas is even more complex, of course, because you have different languages. You have music in Spanish, and then the sort of mixture of everything. You've got the blues, you've got jazz, you've got country, punk, Tejano. I mean, there's so much to do, so much we could have done. We could devote a whole year to Texas music easily. But as it is, we do a music issue every year. And this year it was Texas, and we did our best to tell some good Texas music stories.
When you talk about Texas music, of course, people, Buddy Holly, Willie mm-hmm. Nelson, all these people, they rise to the top immediately. But the bench is so deep. These other folks that you have covered, Johnny Winter, who we lost this year, coming from any state would be a first stringer.
Oh, yeah. There's a temptation when you're doing a magazine to put the biggest star, to cover the biggest star, to put the biggest star on the cover. Well, that's kind of easy to do and kind of expected. There's so much in Texas music that we thought, well, let's take a little bit of an oblique angle on these things.
Right, because you've got something like Texas Monthly covering this type of stuff all the time. How is Oxford American going to unearth something different, new, that hasn't been covered before?
Right, and I read Texas Monthly all the time, and they did a beautiful story on Guy in the last couple of years, but it was a different story. It was written by a journalist. It wasn't written by someone who was close to him, and I thought Tamara brought something new to it, which was reading him as a poet, and he really thinks of himself as a poet songwriter, and I just thought that was a different angle on things. Likewise, Joe Nick Petoskey's writing about Paul English, not writing about Willie Nelson. He wrote a book about Willie Nelson, but this is an angle on the Willie Nelson phenomenon. That is different, and you learn a lot about Paul English, and he is a true Texas character, but you also learn a lot about Willie Nelson from coming at it at a slightly coming at the material from a slightly different angle.
Let's talk about that CD that comes with the magazine. How hard was it to pick the cuts for that?
Very, very difficult. In a way, it's even harder than deciding what stories you're going to tell.
Kinky Friedman, that was a surprise.
Yeah, Kinky. I mean, I love that song. It is so funny, and that's an early one.
Says, "We reserve the right to refuse service to you."
Yeah, and he takes that song in such a funny direction. It's a masterpiece.
Roger Hodge is the editor of the Oxford American. The December issue is focused on Texas music. It can be ordered online at oxfordamerican.org.
Say, partner, can't you read the sign? We reserve the right to refuse service to you. Take your business back to Walgreens. Have you tried your local zoo? Smell just like a communist. You come through just like a Jew. We reserve the right to refuse service.